Deep within your being, under layers of conditioning and thought patterns, lies the truth of who you came here to be. This is Return to Radiance. I'm your host, Danielle Lagrange, and in these episodes, we will be deep diving into the new paradigm of leadership, energetics, healing, business, and more, as well as holding potent conversations around connecting deeply to your personal power and owning your truth. While I'm confident the discussions on this podcast have the power to change your life, these episodes are for information only and are in no way a substitute for individual medical, legal, or mental health advice.
Hello, hello. Happy Thursday. I was literally just sitting outside with my daughter having lunch. There's probably still food in my teeth. and I had a song like pop into my awareness out of nowhere. I haven't listened to this song in ages, like probably over a year. And it popped into my awareness and I was like, okay, this is a message. So I don't even know exactly what is going to come through here, but I just knew that this was meant to be shared as I like reflect on what it means to me. And so to give like some context, the song that popped into my head was a Garth Brooks song. I probably should have looked this up before the live. I think it might just be called Unanswered Prayers, but I don't actually know for sure. But the lyrics of the chorus are like, sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he doesn't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. And that specific chorus like popped into my head and I was like, oh shit. And then I went into reflection mode of like, where have my like unanswered prayers really just gotten me like deeper onto my path? And honestly, like, it has not been an easy couple of years starting this business and trying on all of these different things, different strategies and different whatever. Like, it's not been one of those things where I can hop on and be like, yeah, like within 6 months I was a six-figure earner and blah, 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 blah. Like, that's not my story. And that used to cause like a lot of like frustration and discouragement. And, you know, I think back to where I began, which was like life coaching and like mindset coaching and things like that. And it's like, I can honestly say that had I been the six figures overnight story in that, I wouldn't have been fulfilled and I would have felt like trapped and like unable to evolve because I had already like arrived at what I wanted, right? Like, I would have almost like created like this box or this prison for myself around like a business that I thought I wanted to create that really wasn't quite it. And so if I had like the booked out whatever and the sold out whatever and like the wild success stories, I would have been so afraid to shift and pivot along the way into what I do now, which is drastically different. I mean, like, yeah, there's like a mindset element and it's still coaching and it does help people with their lives, but like, it's so much deeper than that. And it's energetic and it's spiritual and it's magical, it's mystical. Like, there's so many more layers to it than just like the corporate, like put in a box, rigid, whatever structure that I started with. And that's like, honestly, perfect. It's like, that's who I am. Like, this whole experience the last 2 years have literally just been like me coming more and more and more and more out of the spiritual closet, which was obviously like meant to happen because I know now with certainty that I am doing exactly what I'm meant to do. And like, my confidence and the way that I show up and everything is so like authentic and aligned to me that I know without a doubt that I'm on the path that I'm meant to be on. And there is no imposter syndrome and there is no fear of like being found out or being a fraud or even fear of like not getting people results because I'm so deep in my own soul work at this point and so like confident that I have been doing this work for lifetimes that fear just isn't there. Like I can trust myself because I know that there is something in me that is so much deeper than just the skills that I've learned in this lifetime. And I see proof of that every time that I open my mouth and speak and channel and serve people, that there is something deeper there than like I can even consciously put a finger on. And so all of that to say, like circling back to the unanswered prayers thing, it's like I could have created my own prison potentially. Like had I gotten what I was really asking for 2 years ago and built the successful business from that place, I would have been faced with a very difficult decision of do I tear it all down and follow my soul or do I keep trying to fit myself into this box that doesn't feel like it fits? And I mean, the reality is like, we don't fit in boxes. We're multidimensional. We're not meant to fit in boxes, but I wasn't faced with that dilemma because what I was trying was not working. I was the top student. I was applying everything. I was showing up every day. I was doing the strategy. I was, you know, like in a linear society like we are in where it's like, you know, you do the work and you get your report card. I was like A pluses across the board. But what was happening is that my soul path was really about realizing that I'm not meant to do it someone else's way. So all of these unanswered prayers, all of these times where I was like, why can't it just fucking work? Why can't I just follow someone else's lead and follow their strategy like everyone else seems to be able to do and like be successful from there? Like, why can't I just do that? And it's because the unanswered prayers, it's because the things that didn't work for me were guiding me towards what was meant to work for me and what is meant to work for the people that I'm meant to work with. That was a lot. But it really, like, as soon as you get through this, like, progression, instead of, like, desiring that instant gratification of, like, oh my God, like, does God hate me? Like, does the universe just hate me? Am I cursed? Am I doomed? Am I not good enough? Like, all these things that come up when we don't get what we want and when we don't get what we're working for. It's like when you get to the other side of that, or when you get to a place where you can trust and flow with the process, even if you don't see the big picture, it turns into a place of initiation. And I've talked about initiation in great length, like on my podcast and stuff too. It's like there's certain initiations that you need to go through that are like pre-prescribed. Like, yes, there's free will, but there's also certain things that you need to go through and experience in order to not only master your own gifts and your own magic and like awaken that remembering, but there's also things that you need to experience for your own soul growth along the way. There's shifts that need to happen. There's realizations that need to happen within the human experience to be able to get on that path of meaningful impact. And if you guys know me, you know that I wholeheartedly believe that we are born here for a reason. We come here for a reason, and it's to make an impact on the world. So there's like two forces at play. There's like your individual soul path and soul growth. And then there's the path of you're here to make a mark on the world. You're here to make an impression and an impact on the world and change the way that we do things, especially in this like pivotal time in history, right? So I'm gonna take a moment and just breathe with that. But yeah, like, so every time that things don't work out or they don't go the way you planned, maybe you take the program that's supposed to teach you how to market and, you know, gets you to six figures and whatever, and you go through it and you make a whopping $0 and have like a negative percent ROI, you know, all of these things that happen, it's not because you're not good enough. It's not because you're not worthy. It's not because the blessings aren't coming or you just have to try harder or hustle harder or apply yourself more. It's really all meant to happen in a way that is teaching you discernment, for one, you know, discerning where you're making decisions from a place of like mental logic, rationalization. I see strategically how this is going to get me from point A to point B, like almost robotic type thinking, into a place of intuition, into a place of trusting that your heart knows and your soul knows like where you're meant to go next. And so sometimes we have to take the wrong step to be able to really come back to ourselves. And this is a really common thing that I see in the industry. It's like people take the business program that's supposed to get you, you know, 6 figures in 6 days. Like, I mean, that's an exaggeration, but you know what I mean? Like it's, we take these like rational, logical things because our brain can understand why or how that's supposed to work. Meanwhile, we're passing up the things that are really lighting us up and exciting us because we don't see how it's going to get us the result, or we don't see the direct, tangible outcome, or we don't prioritize, you know, having the space to drop in with ourselves and heal and work through things and really build that solid energetic foundation, like whatever it is. There's layers to our process, and we're meant to take wrong turns, and we're meant to not get results, and we're meant to like be at times brought down to very hard positions where you're brought to your knees and you're just like, I give up. Like, help me. What is it? What, like you hear of these like rock bottom moments before people have like their comeback story. And all of these things are orchestrated to get you on your path. It's not that you're not worthy of the abundance and your desires and all the things that you want, but it's that it needs to be done in a way that is in alignment with the path that your soul was set out on before you even incarnated. And for some of you, that might sound crazy, but we truly do come here with a set of things that need to happen in our life, realizations, lessons, things that we need to learn in order to serve our own soul growth and the progression of humanity and the planet as a whole. So all of this to say, circling back, unanswered prayers, like they don't mean anything about you. They are not a curse. They're not tied to your worthiness. They're not tied to anything. They may be tied to things that you're ready to release, ways of being that you're ready to move on from and evolve from, old patterns that you've probably been carrying for lifetimes that are ready to be cleared and healed and expanded through. You know, there's lots there in terms of like hints to your growth, but it does not mean anything about your innate worthiness, or how much you did, or how much you didn't do, or being a failure, or not being wanted in the world, or whatever it is. Like, it's not that at all. It's an invitation deeper into your truth, deeper into your own healing, your own development, your own ability to connect and relate with other people. You know, like, yes, we're sovereign beings, but if we really take sovereignty and like reframe it, it's like sovereignty does not mean that you are going through life alone and falling into these like lone wolf, like avoidant attachment styles. What sovereignty is your ability to be all of you in connection. You know, it's not just, oh, I'm me behind closed doors, but I have to put on this mask for this person and this mask for, you know, my mom and this mask for my cousin. And, you know, that's not the vibe. Sovereignty is really about bringing all of you to the table in your entire life and knowing that when you stand in your sovereignty, you give other people the permission to do the same, and it elevates the experience of every single soul. It activates people into what their truth is, what their purpose is, what they're really here to say and share. And in a world that is so rampant with cancel culture and, you know, polarization on every fucking topic under the sun, it's like, we need this now more than ever. We need people to step into that sovereignty and into that purpose, but it needs to come from that place of love. And that place of love is your soul. Like, that being connected to that deeper piece of you, that part of you that is divine, that is pure love, that is radiant and incredible and needed by the world. That's where we start to shift everything in our own realities, in our own lives, in, you know, calling in the clients that are so fucking aligned, calling in the friendships that keep you floating through the hard times, calling in, you know, the partnerships and relationships where these people have your back. I always like tell people, like, I swear I manifested even my in-laws because they're fucking amazing, like wildly supportive. And they just really see me in a way that I was not used to being seen by people. And it opened up so much. So it's like there's the element of community that comes from your essence, that comes from being all of you. And that's a process. That's a journey. We all come into this world. I just recorded a podcast about like generational and inherited like traits and blocks and trauma and all of that. It's like we come with a set of conditioning even before we're born, but obviously you can't get through childhood without having this conditioning coming in and coming up and becoming a factor in your life. So it's like all of these pieces need to be like peeled back and unlayered to really be able to like show the world your essence and to feel into the just the power of your essence. Honestly, that's what it is. It's power. There's an indescribable energetic signature when you start to connect to your own soul and to your own essence. And that energy, that frequency is what starts to call in everything that you've ever wanted and more, and things that maybe you didn't think or know that you wanted, but that are so much more abundant and fulfilling and incredible than something that, you know, you put on your vision board last year. Wow, that was a lot. So I'm gonna leave you with that because I feel like I just rapid fired like a lot of truths in one short video. But this is some of the like foundational work that we're doing in the Priestess Pathway as well. So if this is like speaking to you and you're like, fuck yes, you're right, I need to surrender more, I need more connection, I know that I'm either avoidant or like super needy in my attachment style and would love to heal that, would love to get through that, you know, this stuff ripples out into every area of our life, especially business. I'm currently taking a certification that's looking at all of the attachment style and interpersonal things and just the ways that they've shown up in my business. And it's like really incredible, insightful stuff. So if you're like not fully where you want to be, whether that's on the fulfillment side or the money side, like this really is the work, like clearing the deep blocks, doing the deconditioning, doing the healing, healing in sisterhood. This isn't individual work. And really like creating that connection in your life and that ability to connect with other people who are on the path and who get you and who can see you and hold you and witness you in it all. Join the pathway. I did not link it here, but I will drop it in the comments when I hop off here. It's going to be a fucking incredible program. So hop into that. If you have any questions, send me a message. But yeah, take space, take notes, take time to process and integrate all of this. This was completely channeled. I had no idea what was going to come through, but here it is. And if you made it to the end, thank you for watching. You're the real MVP. And I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you'd take a moment to download a couple episodes and rate the show to help it reach more like-minded leaders. If you love today's discussion and decide to share it, be sure to tag me on Instagram @RadiantSoulCoach to help expand the ripple effect of this podcast.